Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IG Petrochemicals Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pramod Bhandari, CFO from IG Petrochemicals Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody is doing well. On this call, we are joined by SGA, our investor relations advisor. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through our financial results and investor presentation, which was actually uploaded on the stock exchange on our company website. We will provide you a brief summary of recent industry changes, how IGPL is progressing, and post that, we can go through the operational financial highlights. So in terms of the industry, as you know that for last quarter, there was a demand pressure has been taking a point for the last quarter, which has stifled the growth momentum of many chemical manufacturers and end-user industry. Industries are holding back their buying to a certain extent, slow demand recovery in China, and prolonged restocking continue across the globe. Hence, the prices of all key chemicals, including the specialty chemicals, were under pressure amid excessive supply. I would like to highlight that the demand and prices of phthalic anhydride were less affected as compared to the other specialty and the commodity chemicals. Phthalic anhydride industry is primarily served by very few manufacturers in the global market, and demand was marginally affected. Being the largest manufacturer in India and the second largest producer in the world, we wanted to highlight that the phthalic anhydride industry is an exclusive essential chemical, which is consumed by a wide spectrum of industry, where the demand is either stable or strong. Demand for phthalic anhydride has been firm from paints, plasticizer, UPR. Over the last few years, we have witnessed a good demand from end users like CPC, pigments, specialty chemical, agrochemicals. However, over the last few quarters, we have witnessed low volume pickup from these industries. Despite overcast conditions, our company has delivered a steady performance for the quarter gone by. I just wanted to give you a glimpse of the performance. The IGPL is the largest producer of phthalic in India. We manufacture roughly 222,000 metric tons per annum. We have four key products in our product portfolio, which is phthalic anhydride. We also produce the maleic anhydride, benzoic acid, and the DEP, which has been started around 1.5 years ago. We have all our manufacturing facilities, 13 facilities at Taloja in Maharashtra. The plant is managed by a highly skilled workforce, adhered to all the requirement protocols to meet high-quality standards. Coming to our operating performance, we have registered a quarterly revenue of 563 crore. Our profitability stands at 36 crore. We have continued to maintain the business momentum despite uncertain external events and volatile pricing. On year-on-year basis, our performance was depleted due to the three primary reasons. The first reason is the overall volume for the last quarter compared to the corresponding previous quarter was dropped by 10% due to the slowdown in some of the specialty chemical and pigment segment. The second reason was the MAN, because as you are aware that generally the MAN prices are 20% to 30% higher than the phthalic prices. However, for the last quarter, it was 20% to 25% lower. That has actually impacted the profitability. And third, overall, the margin were between the 100 to 150 level compared to average 200 for the last 3 to 4 years. We have seen some spread revision in the last week, which we have seen some improvement at the end of July or starting from August. Price seems to be stabilized now and now recovering. For Q1 FY24, the total revenue stand at 563 crore. The non-phthalic product revenue contributed to around 44 crore. Export contributed nearly 10% of the business. EBITDA stand at 67 crore, which is 11.8%, which is very similar to the last quarter. Profit after tax is 36 crore. The profit margin at 6.4 crore. As you are aware that the company has planned expansion of the Thalic facility of 53,000, our existing location, Taloja. The brownfield expansion is estimated to cost around 350 crore and expected to complete by March 2024. Post PF5, our total capacity of Thalic will be 275,000 tons, which will add incremental revenue of around 500 crore. We wanted to expand our downstream derivatives and plan to expand our footprint in Indian export markets, which will improve our overall operating leverage and boost our profitability. This expansion aim to diversify and increase the revenue pie of downstream products and other derivatives. As on date, the company has a very strong balance sheet with best-in-class working capital days, which is around 10-20 days. Post-expansion, we are expecting a healthy cash flow in the business, which will further strengthen our company's position in the market. We believe that we have laid a strong foundation for future by focusing on long-term growth. Overall, the demand for few quarters may look slightly sluggish, but the company foundation is strong enough to weather any volatility. With our additional capacity, we will be well positioned to capitalize on the multiple prospects like growing domestic demand, import substitution. We will continue to add new product to our product basket, which will further add or help us to reach out to the new clients and new industry. With this, I would like to conclude the presentation and open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Nirav Jimudia from Anvil Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, sir. So first question is on the capacity utilization, what we have achieved in 1Q of FY 2024. So if you can let us know what was the capacity utilization, because you mentioned that we sold some 10% lesser volumes on a Q-on-Q basis. So if you can share the capacity utilization for us.
So the last quarter, there was a capacity utilization around 90%-91%, which is standard. Of course, there was a shutdown for 6 days, unplanned shutdown, which was recovered in a period of 5-6 days. So capacity utilization standard remained 90%-91%. Having said that, because of the sluggish demand, in spite of order, there was a lower offtake. Because of that, the inventory has gone up, and we are able to sell around 45,000 tons-46,000 tons.
Okay. So, when we started the Q2, where you also mentioned that now we have seen some improvement in the spreads. So do we or were we carrying some inventories or high-cost inventories of the last quarter, or let's say, the low-cost inventory of the last quarter? Because at the fag end of the quarter, the prices have fallen and now they are recovering, so.
Yeah. So basically, the prices have fallen. That's why the customer thought there was a problem in the downstream industry in some of the segment. And second, when the prices were falling, then this customer decided to de-stock and wait and watch. Now, prices are stabilized and again started recovering, so we are seeing the good demand in the market. And the inventory, whatever we have at the start, at the end of this quarter, most 50% of that has already been sold in the market in the current quarter.
Correct. And sir, if you can share which of the user industries we are seeing in terms of this improvement which has happened, because you mentioned that CPC and some of the other user industries were facing some sort of problem. So for which of the pockets you are seeing where we've been able to liquidate our inventories and seen this higher utilization?
We have seen the good demand in paint segments, and the plasticizer. Paint and plasticizer are actually doing well. Of course, the pigment was actually impacted from the last quarter. We have seen slightly uptick, but it is not up to mark to get up to, you can say, 100% utilization. And there was a slower demand because all other downstream petrochemicals or specialty chemicals, that prices has gone down. So overall demand in that segment has impacted because of the China started destocking their inventory across all the chemical segment. So that has impacted the overall pricing as well as the margin for the downstream industry.
Correct. So, sir, let's say when the pigments was doing well, 1 year before, out of our total volumes, what was the contribution of pigments then and now?
The contribution almost remains same, which is 8%-10%, because some of the quantity which we were selling into the plastic side, and now we have allocated to the paints, specialty chemical and pigments. It is, in terms of the quantum, it is hardly 1% or 2% difference, but we were expecting 5%-10% growth. That has not happened.
Correct. But once pigment starts picking up, coupled with the growth in your paints, then probably we will see those volume catch-up also happening from the pigment side.
Volume catch-up will happen from pigment side, and then volume catch-up will also happen in the specialty chemical segment, which actually has been sluggish in last quarter.
Correct. So is it possible to share, let's say, segment-wise?
So I will not be able to give you full segment-wise, but generally, paint and plasticizer include around 30%-35%. The pigment, UPR, PVC is around 10%-15%. Balance is other chemicals.
Got it, got it. So that other chemicals, which forms majority part of our volumes, which is close to 50%, could see an improvement which could support our volume.
I think, actually, the other chemical is 20%-25%, which include the specialty chemical, agrochemical, UPR, and other segments.
Got it. So second question is on the conversion cost, because when we break down your conversion cost, last year we were at around 250 crores, fixed plus variable. And if we then break it down between the variable and the fixed cost based on the details given in the annual report, it's like 100 crores of variable cost and 150 crores of fixed cost. So just wanted to understand.
I will give you in the dollar term.
Okay.
Total cost was around $158 per ton.
Okay.
73 was the conversion cost and balance was around $80 per ton. So 73 and 85 is the breakup of conversion cost. 73 is the conversion cost and 85 is the other cost. So total cost is $158. It includes all fixed expenditure, variable expenditure, interest, and all type of things which is debited in the P&L in annual report.
Got it, sir. So just want to understand from here, let's say when we will commission this 53,000 tons of plant, it's at the same location. So probably our fixed cost won't go up in tandem with
Today the conversion cost is $70 to $73, and the fixed cost, which include all other costs, is around $80 to $85. So that cost will go down because there will be addition of around 20% of capacity. So that cost should ideally be around $70 to $75.
So $12 savings could come on the incremental volumes which we will sell in the market.
Correct. So overall, you can say from 158, our cost should be around 150 to 151. Total cost, including conversion, fixed and variable. Yeah.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Aditya Khetan from Smith Institutional. Please go ahead, sir.
So thank you for the opportunity. So first question is, in your opening remarks, you had mentioned that PAN prices, PAN demand was less affected as compared to other commodity chemicals. Is there any data point which you can quantify with this? Because sir, the prices of PAN have declined by 20-25% on quarter-on-quarter basis.
So demand of PAN almost remains same in domestic market. There were import of around 30,000 to 31,000 tons. And balance is sold by the other players in domestic market. So overall demand, if you see, in terms of the PAN, it has not been impacted in domestic market. Of course, China is able to sell the product at a cheaper cost. Because across the board, they were destocking and then they are selling all the chemicals at marginal cost or slightly better than marginal cost. That has impacted the prices across the board. Now, I think that destocking is over. We have seen stabilization of prices. And actually improvement of week.
But sir, anyway, China was not a dominant player in PAN business. I think South India was a dominant player.
I understand, but the last quarter, the highest import is happening from China and Taiwan. South Korea was number fourth, negligible.
Okay, because earlier, sir, what I believe, so South Korea used to import around, of the total imports of India, around 55%-60% was from South Korea. Now you're saying, sir, this figure has changed to how much?
Now, the South Korea is selling 3,000-4,000 tons hardly because one of the plants in South Korea has discontinued or stopped the operation. And balance, they are selling it. I think the first is China. And generally, this is the period, April, May, June, when China generally do the destocking of all their chemicals. So not only for phthalic, across the board, they sell the chemicals. That has actually reduced the prices as well as margin for most of the specialty chemical and chemical companies. Now that destocking is over, we have seen the improvement in the prices across all the chemicals.
Okay. And sir, the decline in PAN prices, like what we had witnessed over quarter-on-quarter basis, that was quite steep. So what makes you comfortable? So now the prices have corrected and they have started to move up. But considering.
Prices has gone down to around $1,992. Today, when we are talking, it is $100-$102.
Okay. And similarly, sir, how would be the trend of ortho-xylene prices?
Ortho is remaining same between $85-$90.
$85-$90. Okay. Okay. And sir, any idea? So I think so July month also, the spread actually have contracted when we look on month-on-month basis.
So July is a difficult month. July is a difficult month because of the two reasons. One is the prices, and second, when you are producing and you are holding the inventory and suddenly prices have gone up, that customer, rather than buying, they come into the wait-and-watch mode. Now, since prices started increasing, you see the sudden demand because all the guys who were able to do the destocking of their stocks, now they wanted to fill their stocks and wanted to consume the phthalic which is required for their operation. So whatever is the deficit generally you have in the month of July, we have seen the improvement in August, and we believe that August, September will be the improvement over the July.
Okay. So there is a chance on quarter-on-quarter basis, spreads can move up considering August and September.
July was not, but let's hope September, October will be better. Sorry, August, September will be improvement from July.
Okay. And sir, I believe, sir, for FY24, we would not be sitting on volume growth. And considering if spreads also they remain a concern, so how you think in FY24, any guidance on top line or EBITDA, or we would be.
As a company, we don't want to give any guidance in terms of the profitability because it's a purely market determined. The profits, if you ask me, is not that much impacted from phthalic because of the maleic, because typically we assume 120 to 130 crore of the revenue from maleic, which directly is translated to EBITDA, which has reduced to now 60 crore per annum because the prices of the maleic anhydride has gone below 80 rupee per kg, which was generally if the phthalic is 100, then maleic is 120. So now it is below 80. You can understand that. So that has also impacted the profitability overall.
Okay. And sir, these volumes of 45,000-46,000 tons, this will rebound next quarter to the normalized range of 51.
It is expected, yeah, around 50, 49, 50, 51, this is the range. So I will not say 70, this is generally which is 16,000 to 17,000 per month is the range.
Got it. Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the.
Good afternoon.
Sir, last quarter you are.
Can you be slightly getting your voice?
Yeah. Am I clear right now, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sir, last quarter you had guided our margins in steady state would be around $150-$200 per ton. So what kind of timeline do you see based on the experience and in the market situation right now that when can we achieve this on our books?
Last quarter margin, were actually 150 to 200. Right now, it was moving around 100 to 150. We have seen some improvement. But apart from the phthalic margin, it is the maleic prices which need to improve, because the guys who are making the standalone maleic, they are making cash losses. So for us, the only privilege is that whatever we are producing, we are selling, is translated to EBITDA, because hardly any cost for the maleic. The overall profitability will improve when you see the improvement in the maleic prices, because that account going to be account for around 120 to 130 crore per year. That will be the big proportion. And second is the overall improvement in the phthalic prices. And third, we have achieved around optimum capacity, or you can say around 650 to 700 per month, or around 8,500 to 8,000 tons in the DP. That is priced better than the phthalic anhydride. So that is also adding to our margin overall.
Okay. And sir, could you give me some kind of timeline on when we can see margin going to steady state again?
So there is no timeline which I can give, because it's all demand supply in the overall market. But since I am seeing that demand continue to remain robust in domestic market, so overall, the global market also, demand is recovering. So I believe probably in next 1 or 2 quarters, there will be end and there will be stabilization in the pricing and the margin for all the chemicals, including phthalic.
Thank you, sir. And sir, the quality control effect that the government had initiated, what is that? So are you seeing some kind of positive impact from that? And could you just explain how, like, is China, like, we know that China is cost competitive, so can you just highlight on the China issue a bit more?
So China was the biggest seller to domestic market for the last quarter. Government has introduced the quality standard to check that all the phthalic which is being imported into India is complying with the norms set up by the government. So there are some places where they are producing the phthalic from Naphtal and other places where the quality is not up to standard. So that will not be able to come to India now. So that is one. Now all the phthalic which is imported in India will be up to the quality standard set up by the government.
Okay. So will this help the domestic industry, and are you seeing some kind of positive impact from this policy by the government?
There will be certainly positive impact, but it's too early to judge that, because they have just implemented in June and they are just talking about the June quarter. You need to wait for 1 or 2 quarters to see the real impact.
Okay, sir, that will work. Sir, my next question is, we are moving into biogas and ethanol production, which is a even more commoditized product. And so what kind of IRR are you expecting from the sale?
Right now, we are evaluating the project. So this is not correct for me to discuss about the commercial part. Once it's a company evaluating the project, once we finalize the project and planning to implement, then it will be right time to discuss about it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And my final question would be, we highlighted on forward integration into some of the chemical derivatives, specialty derivatives. So could you just highlight on that and what kind of...
So that is under process. I think that is under process. And very soon you will hear the good news, because we are waiting the approval from the government, environmental approval. Once the approval is received, then we will be able to disclose in the public domain.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Yogesh Bhatia from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I'm slightly new to this company, so I wanted to understand that phthalic and maleic anhydride, these chemicals, what are the few factors that you think are probably the reason that the realizations are probably, you know, bottomed out for us? Or if that's not the case?
The reason is very simple, because the phthalic is very generalized essential commodity. If you look at all the chemical companies in India, which is around 170, 180, around 120 to 140 companies use this. So this is required in all chemicals, be it paint, plasticizer, pigment, PVC, agrochemical, specialty chemical, UPR. You name the chemistry, you name the company. I think most of the companies in chemical industries are our customers. So a chemical which is widely used across all spectrum of chemistry, and India is being seen as the next growth engine for the specialty and downstream chemical. So there is no reason that the growth will not happen.
Okay.
All chemical companies in India are growing in the downstream, in specialty chemical, agrochemical, and all sides. And they all need, because it is basically a raw material or intermediate for most of the chemistries.
No, I understand that the volume offtake is there, which
Yeah.
is also visible in this quarter also.
Yeah.
And your costs are fixed, right? So I also
Yeah.
know the profitability can only increase if realizations go up. So is there a logic that China destocking is towards the fag end or the things like that
They generally do in April, May, June. That is their general phenomena happening in last 10 years. Every time there will be a destocking in April, May, June. The margin is the interest. So now we have seen the uptick in the margin for the phthalic anhydride. For the maleic, it is yet to be improved. Believe me, the profitability will be could have been more than 12 crore higher in the last quarter if the maleic prices were historically at the same level, which is 20% above the phthalic prices. But right now they are 25% below the phthalic prices.
Okay.
Our profitability would have been 50 crore plus for the quarter, last quarter. But the maleic price, which ideally has to be 120-130 rupee, if phthalic is 100, it is right now at 78.
Okay.
So that has impacted the overall profitability.
Thank you, sir. That should be all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Nirav Jimudia from Anvil Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so thanks for the follow-up. So, sir, when we say that we incur catalyst cost on for one of the catalysts, generally we take a shutdown in a year and we incur those expenses, where does it actually fits into? So does it forms a part of our repairs and expenditure, or are they clubbed
No.
under any other heads?
They club as a part of the other expenditure, and when you incur expenditure for the catalyst, since the catalyst is used for the 3 years to 3.5 years, it is spreaded over the period of 3 years.
Okay. So let's say if the cost is 30 crores, 10 years gets 10 crores gets debited in the P&L over next
Precisely.
3 years.
Correct. Correct.
Got it. And sir, second question is, you mentioned that like last quarter, the gross margins were in the range of $150-$200, which in Q1 had fallen between $100-$150. And there were some lesser volumes also being sold in Q1. Despite
Correct.
of that, our profitability has been resilient. So like that have not fallen dramatically in between the quarters. So if you can just explain that and out of that, what
Yeah, but the reason is for the first 2 months, April and May were good for the phthalic as well as maleic. In June, we have seen the downfall of phthalic maleic margin. That is number one. And number second, so that's why if the June would have been same, the profitability would have been more than 50 crore. But June was really, really very harsh in terms of the overall decline in prices. Number second, the maleic prices has gone down drastically. Like I mentioned, typically when phthalic is 100, the maleic is 120-125. Right now it is 75. So it's other way around. That has impacted the profitability of gross margin by at least, say, 10-15 crore. And third is some contribution has come from the DEP. We are now able to achieve around 650-700 ton per month of the DEP, which we are selling around 20% higher than the phthalic prices. So that has also given flip to the overall profitability. So that's why in spite of the lower margin, you see the last quarter and this quarter profitability remains same, in spite of lower sales.
Got it. So let's say, sir, when we were in the month of June, let's say considering our monthly production in the range of 14,000-15,000 tons, what was the closing inventory of the lower prices which we were carrying, which we liquidated probably in Q2? That's number one. And second question to this is, out of, let's say, 42 crores of non-phthalic revenue, which we done in Q1 of FY24, what was the breakup between maleic, benzoic acid, as well as your DEP?
So let me answer your first question first. Second question first. The maleic was 15 crore, and then balance 20 crore was the DEP and the benzoic acid.
Okay.
And when you're talking about inventory, generally, we don't carry much inventory because whatever is the process, we have advance order, we are able to sell it out. This time it happened when the order was booked, price was sealed, but
okay.
customer was not ready to offtake. So
okay.
that has created the slightly higher inventory. Typically we maintained 3,000 to 4,000 and this quarter it was 7,000 to 9,000. But
okay.
now it will go down again because there is a good demand surge in the month of August, July and August.
Sorry.
So inventory was just higher by 2,000 to 3,000 tons.
Okay.
And now it is being recaptured and then sales is going as usual.
Got it. So that would give us some extra margins probably in Q2 plus the utilization levels also improving.
Utilization, I think it will remain same 90 to 95%, 90 to 91%, which is 16,000 to 16,500 is the average we are producing every month.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much, sir, and
thank you
very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Aditya Khetan from Smith Institutional. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, thank you for the follow-up. Sir, to the earlier participant, you mentioned that 10 to 15 crore impact on gross profit was because of the malic anhydride price decline?
Yes, because malic typically we expect a sale of 30 crore per quarter. As prices remain at 20% higher than phthalic, the sale of malic has to be 30. But this time it was 15 with the same quantity. So 15 crore was the gross impact on the gross margin. And if you translate it to net margin, which is 10 crore. Are you following my point?
Hello, Mr. Aditya, can you hear? Can you hear us, sir? Aditya? Sir, it looks like we've lost the connection for Mr. Aditya.
No problem.
We move on to the next question from the line of Chirag Vikaria from Budhrani Finance. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir.
Hi.
So you talked about malic prices going below the phthalic prices. Sir, just wanted to get a perspective from you. Have you historically seen such a cycle? And if you have seen, how long, you know, this cycle has lasted, if ever, you know, historically you have seen such phenomena?
Historically, if you look at last 10 years or 20 years, probably one or two times in last 20 years, it has seen that the malic prices have gone down below phthalic. It has rarely happened in last 20 years. Probably this time, and I remember somewhere in 2001, 2 or say 97, 98 it happened. So basically, the phthalic prices, malic prices are always higher than phthalic because it costs more to produce this. But this time, it is not only the malic prices below, but they are below by 20 to 25% with a huge gap. So that is going to impact all the malic producers, because right now anybody who is using the butane route of producing the malic, they will be making the operating loss.
Right. So typically this would be a monthly kind of a thing, right? It should last for some months and again the prices
probably
should rebound.
One or two quarter. It has to, because all the downstream product which is produced from malic, which is like BDO, PBAT, THF, all other products, they all are impacted. So ultimately, the price has to go up. There is no second thought on that. But the question is when? Probably one or two quarters more to go.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, I'm trying to understand that in your investor presentation, one IG biofuel you have mentioned, where, sir, so is this our CSR division or what kind of IR we are expecting from compressed biogas?
So right now, this is a company, it's not CSR division. This is the new company floated or acquired by IGPL, which is 100% subsidiary of IGPL. We are planning to evaluate various green chemicals under this, which include ethanol, its derivatives, CBG. And once we finalize our plan, we will come back to you, post our board approval, and then discuss about the what product or plant we are going to implement under that company. But essentially, that company is for all green chemistry.
Sir, so the basic thing is only yesterday in newspaper it had come that parliamentary panel had pulled up oil ministry that oil marketing PSUs are not interested in investing in compressed biogas because it is unviable. So government companies are wary of getting into this, but somehow we have floated one company, acquired one company, but still plans are not finalized, but company has been floated.
No, the company has been floated not for CBG only. That's why I'm saying it is the green chemistry. We are working on three areas simultaneously on green chemistry, and we wanted a separate company for green chemistry which is different from IG, which is working on or getting into the chemistry of fossil fuel base. The green chemistry will be not based on the fossil fuel, number one. Number two, the article which you have read is talking about the CBG, which is converted from the rice straw and one more product. There are six or five methods to manufacture the CBG. So I am not commenting right now which method we are looking at. There are multiple ways to do it to CBG. The newspaper article was referring to a particular way which is not viable, which is true. But there are other ways, which is the Napier grass, you can go to CBG, which is in Thailand. There are other ways, rice straw, you can go to CBG. And then there is a bio waste of cows, you can go to CBG. So we are right now evaluating various ways how you can get into CBG. Why CBG? Because we believe that it is a future. In terms of the CBG will be finally blended with the CNG. 20% government may come out with the policy. Like ethanol, it will be. So right now, we are evaluating. We have not finalized any plan. We are evaluating. Once we finalize any plan, I think that will be the right time to discuss about that.
Sir, and as far as ethanol is concerned, sir, sugar companies getting into ethanol makes sense. But for our company, and sir, every Tom, Dick and Harry is getting into ethanol, they will soon be over capacity, whereas CNG penetration is increasing, EV penetration is increasing. After 10 years, there will be no takers for this. So please.
So let me clarify you. We are evaluating not only for the purpose of ethanol. We are looking at the downstream chemistry of ethanol. Right now, all the players are either the politicians or the farmer. They are into that business. We are a chemical company. We are always looking at the chemistry side of the product. So we are getting, if at all we are getting into ethanol, we are not getting into for the purpose of ethanol. Ethanol is just a start point. We will be looking at the downstream chemistry of ethanol.
Sir, I'm just trying to understand one thing. Before embarking on any capex, what is the IRR that you, what is
minimum 15%? If any project has less than 15% IRR, it's a straight no from the board.
Okay, so that is very reassuring.
It's 100%. By the way, we have rejected two proposals, including a JV, in last 6 months because the IRR was less than 15%.
Okay, sir. Sir, that is good to know. And sir, just one last thing. Sir, are we seeing any improvement in the PA prices, and what is the outlook going forward? Do you think that our performance has bottomed out, or is the trend continuing?
I think we have seen improvement in the PA prices because when the prices stabilize, OS prices is going up. We have seen the PA prices touching to around 94, 95 in the month of July. Now it is hovering around 100 to 102. We have seen whenever there is a decline, I'm just talking about the last 20 years, whenever there is a decline in the prices of the OX, everybody in the end consumer industry getting into wait and watch mode because they wanted this to stabilize. So they started doing the destocking of their inventory. Once the prices stabilize and slightly going up, you will see the sudden surge in the demand of all the downstream industry. So that is what we are witnessing today. So July was the one when we have seen the bottoming out. Now we have seen 8 to 10% improvement in last 10 days.
Okay, sir. So thank you very much. And best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Aditya Khetan from SMIFS. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, thank you for the follow-up. Sir, I had a question onto the DEP side. Sir, you stated that we are running at 700 tons per month. So that seems we are operating at full utilization levels for DEP.
Correct. So we have achieved it in the month of.
We also had a plan to expand this capacity from 8,400 to around 14,000-15,000 tons, that too with minimal capex. So that is on the pipeline right now?
That we will look at post commissioning of PFI.
But sir, this too you can do at very minimal capex. I believe you had also mentioned in your plan. Also, it's 2.5 crore.
I understand that. The question is not of capex. Right now, the entire concentration is to operationalize the PFI, which is 53,000 ton. Then all the equipment of the PFI, which is lying at the site, will be segregated and built up in PFI. Then we will look at this for Nilgiri.
Okay, and sir, this PFI which we are building, so generally what we know that IG has some 7 to 8% additional yield for making PAN from orthoxylene. So this new PFI, does it comes with so with better yields or with lower cost? No. Is that anything
it's
new?
It's not IG. Everybody who's buying the similar equipment, similar technology, everybody have same type of yield. If it is a similar technology, it will remain same.
It will remain same. Okay.
Yeah.
Sir, onto the technological tie-up, so we had it from Germany. I think our competitors are not having that. So
I will not like to comment what they have because I have no idea about that. But if you are buying a particular technology, because we are using the technology for last 3 to 4 decades and we have that experience of operating the similar equipments. So we are sure that we will be able to get similar type of yield on our products.
Okay. Sir, just a last question, sir, onto the capacity addition. So any idea like how much our competitor in India and globally they are adding capacity?
So I think apart from India, hardly any capacity is coming up except one or two plants may come up in China because they are looking at integration of phthalic, malic and other things. But in Europe and America, I don't find any even news also to set up any plant. While the demand of phthalic is growing continuously.
So what will be the quantum of this China, like any capacity figure if you can tell?
I am not sure about, but I think between 50 to 1 lakh ton.
50 to 1 lakh. And sir, in India, so Thirumalai, any idea like how much they are looking to add for the next 2 years?
I think you need to ask them. They don't share the information with us.
Okay, no worries, sir. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Pramod Bhandari for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much for joining us today on the earning call. The only comment I need to make is when we are in a chemical, or especially chemical, commodity chemical company, patience is the key. India is a great growth story. There is a good consumption of all type of chemicals and the chemistry is happening in India. Today, India is around 3 to 4% of overall chemical consumption in the world, which is growing very well compared to China. 2008, China was similar, but China today comprises around 37 to 38% of the global chemical manufacturing. So Indian story for the chemical has just started. It's a long way to go. Thank you very much. If you have any query, please contact our investor relations advisor SGA or directly send a mail to me. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of IG Petrochemicals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.